Yeah.
Hello, my name is Liam McCarthy.
Hello, my name is Jim McCarthy.
And this is for the Great Thanksgiving Listen interview. So, starting off with the questions, what are some of your earliest childhood memories?
Thanksgiving related or
no?
Probably going to my grandparents in Auburn, New York. They lived about two blocks away in this little town. And they were in reasonably good health, so I went down there and had lunch and dinner quite often. They were very good to us, very welcoming. It was a lot of fun.
Great. Okay. So, going off of that, can you tell me about your parents?
Oh, my parents, my mother was very supportive, very endearing, and she provided a lot of encouragement and support. My father was very kind. He worked very hard at his job. He wasn't obviously around as much as my mother, but he provided a very good, stable, and comfortable lifestyle.
Great. So, going off of that, can you tell me about your grandparents?
Yeah, my grandparents lived, again, down the street, about this house that I spoke of earlier. They were in failing health early in my life. And that was difficult, but I have fond memories of particularly my grandmother because she lived longer than my grandfather, and I got to know her a little bit better. But it was very sad when they passed on. I was only about 6 years old, and but I have fond memories of them. And we moved out of that little town probably when I was 6 and a half, shortly after they died. But I have very, very good memories of them. My grandmother particularly, she loved to cook and have great lunches with us.
Great. So how did you and my grandmother Polly meet?
Well, I ended up teaching school in a little town called Potsdam, New York, where there was a SUNY State University college there, and Polly was a senior, and I went up there to teach school and coach football. I never was destined to be a teacher as a college student. I was an accounting major, but I ended up with a classification that would have put me in Vietnam if I hadn't taken a job teaching, which provided me with a deferment. So I took the deferment and taught school, and that's where I met Polly after about a month in the little city.
Great. So how did you find this job, and why did you want to go?
That's a good question, Liam. I know you are not politically motivated or any way, but I'm going to be honest with you. You've heard of Vietnam, and people who were my age at the time, 22 years old, were obviously very concerned about the draft. So one opportunity that young people at that time had was to avoid being drafted and sent to Vietnam was to take a job where you could get a deferment, such as teaching. So that's how I ended up in that position. Now, I don't want to go long on this particular question, but I was very fortunate because a gentleman I knew from my hometown, he was the superintendent of schools. I knew him very, very well because I knew his daughter and his family, and so he put in a word for me, so to speak, to give me a opportunity to talk to the superintendent in Potsdam. And so when I went up for the interview, it was a done deal. He had said enough nice things about me that the superintendent recognized him and his credibility, and so he hired me practically on the spot. So it was all done very quick, within a couple of days.
So what elections, like talking politically, what elections stood out to you?
Well, early on, John Kennedy in 60, mm-hmm. and Richard Nixon. That was, my family was very interested in politics, my mother and father, so that was a very memorable election. After that, probably the year 68, was because that's when Robert Kennedy was shot, and that election that followed, that was very, very political. You had Hubert Humphrey. Robert Kennedy had been shot. He probably would have been the Democratic candidate, but he was shot in June, and then in that election year, Hubert Humphrey ran, and he lost to the Republican candidate.
Okay. So, going back to the last question, what advice do you give to a future voter, as myself?
Be open and be transparent. By that I mean, a lot of young people vote according to their parents' party lines. It's not as prevalent today as it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. But I would encourage any young prospective voter, U.S. citizen, to be open, to read as much as possible about the party and the party's candidates.
Okay, that's good advice. So going back to the fourth and fifth questions, did you or did you not serve in the military?
No, and I always had some reservations about that, because I think we all have a duty and an obligation to support our country. But that, I know you probably haven't read a lot about Vietnam, but that was a very, very difficult time, and there were varying views as to how that particular war, Vietnam, should have been managed, should have been handled. And it was unfortunate because some of the less fortunate people coming out of areas of this country that were not well-to-do, they ended up typically going and suffering the throes of military and all that came with it.
Okay. So, do you have any stories or jokes that you could tell me from your childhood?
Well, I wasn't the best student in the world, but I was finally in ninth grade. I went to a Catholic school for 8 years. In ninth grade, my father let me go to the high school, to the public school. And when I went up there, I liked it. I was very social. And I had no problem meeting friends. And I did very, very well on the football team, the JV football team. But the principal called me in after about 4 weeks, and he said, Jim, your teachers tell me you're being very socially well accepted, but I've got a problem. I'm looking at your grades, and they're horrendous. You know, we don't have football scholarships here. And so, therefore, we will not accept this. And if you don't get your grades up, we'll no longer be playing football. That was an awakening, and it meant a lot to me, and that was very helpful.
Okay, so now, final question. If you could, like, have any career at all, what would you choose?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question. I sit here with my wife, Polly, all the time watching college football, pro football, and I always say to myself, I would have been a good high school football coach or college football coach. Now, granted, I did teach or coach at that 1 year, my first year, teaching driver ed and coaching football. And it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. But then in later life, in the 80s, I had the opportunity to coach a Pop Warner program down in Ridgefield, Connecticut. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. But even that, with no pressure, you would think, I got tied up far too deeply. And so consequently, I became very much aware of my own being and recognized that I would not have been comfortable teaching high school football or coaching high school football because I emotionally and spiritually, I took it too seriously and it wouldn't have been good for me physically.
I've been told some funny stories about
yeah.
that.
I enjoyed it tremendously, but if I had done that, Polly would tell you that I wouldn't have lived to 73, 74 years old.
Okay, so thank you for your time.
Oh,
I would,
thank you.
I appreciate it.
Oh.
And so this has been the Great Thanksgiving Lesson from Liam McCarthy and...
Jim McCarthy.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you very much. That was enjoyable. I enjoyed that. Did you learn anything new?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that you would always want to be a football coach.
Oh, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but Polly was right.